You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to go over a few things. I guess this is going to be more of a general show today, even though I'm going to go over some interesting points with Hootdex. But I want to talk about fear, okay? You have different types of fear, especially when it comes to finance and sports and life in general. Whether it's trading, whether it's you're an athlete, you're playing a sport, whether it's the commodity market, the cryptocurrency market, or even life itself, you have fear. You have fear of missing out, right? This is what pushes people to make... really just their decision making isn't the best. You know, you fear that you're going to miss out on something, so you have to jump in. It's kind of like a reflex action, an emotional one. You see something happening, you see the market going, you see something transpiring, you're like, oh my god, this crypto is flying and this commodity is moving and this trade is going in this direction. It can be, again, oil, corn, a stock, whatever the case may be. Or if you're an athlete, you're looking at, you know, something that's going on in the field, you have a fear of missing out of what you think is going to be your time to shine. And all this fear of missing out causes errors, mistakes, because they're emotional, right? You're not thinking clearly. You're actually going in and making an emotional decision, as opposed to a logical one. Logic, you know, needs to come into play, because if you do something when you feel that emotional, that emotion kind of engulf you, the one thing I can tell you is just take a pause, stop, think about what you're feeling and think about what's going on. Again, this is not a psychological assessment by no means, but it's about looking at things in the right manner. You know, if you're a trader, whether you're trading stocks, bonds, forex, whatever you're trading, especially if it's high paced, you know, if you fear missing out, you have that FOMO, fear of missing out of something, it's going to push you to make uninformed decisions. It's going to push you to make decisions normally you wouldn't make if you were thinking about things logically. Same thing, you know, again, as an athlete, you know, you have the fear of missing out of your moment. So you'll go and do things normally you wouldn't do. And that may cause errors, which would lead to frustration. Then all of a sudden you're doing it further and it kind of works against you. In the commodity market, you know, people, you know, you have some traders that fear missing a trade. Maybe gold moved up a little bit. Maybe this happened. Maybe something geopolitical came into play. And maybe you missed a trade and you're chasing it. When you chase the wave, chances are you're going to crash down with it. You know, so you have to be aware of that. And the crypto markets especially, you know, you're chasing something. You know, what happens there? And there's a strong possibility for it happening there, that you're catching the top of the curve. And you're going to write it down, and that just brings losses. It, you know, just staying on the crypto topic first. If you're looking at any crypto project, look at the utility of it. Look at what it's supposed to do, and is it doing it? What is the utility of that token? Is a token representing, you know, a stock, a synthetic stock? Is it representing a project? Is it representing something? If you just have a token that's a meme token, it represents nothing, just hype, My advice, if I had to give advice, is just stay away. I don't care how it looks to you. You have some people that trade these things to get the spread, you know, and you have, if you have the stomach for it, yeah, by all means, you know, but you have a lot of hype and manipulation in those areas, as far as meme tokens. In the crypto market, I would stick to the utility, to the ones that actually have scalability, stability, and have longevity. And that's key. It can be a layer one, it can be a token built on a layer one, but it has a utility. So it's a matter of that utility. Okay, now let's talk about another fear, fear of losing, right? Whether you're on Wall Street, whether you're in business, whether you're even in your personal life, right? People have the fear of losing. Of losing that moment, losing the trade, losing money, losing, you know, losing the person they're with, okay, losing, right? You have that fear. So what happens there? Every action around that has you living in that fear of losing, you know, and after a while, that emotion just catches up to you because you start smothering what's around you. You start smothering a trade, you're losing money. You start, you know, fear of losing, period. So that may put you in a position of pausing and thinking, or maybe it'll put you in a position of just jumping in because you fear losing that opportunity, right? You know, as an athlete, you know, you have the fear of, again, of losing an opportunity. You're losing a moment, you know, losing that spot on the team. So does it drive you to fight harder for it? Yeah, and that's a good thing. You fight harder, you work harder towards it. But when you're pushing the limits and you're making mistakes and you keep pushing the limits, that's when things get a little out of control. Whether you're trading, whether it's sports, whether, you know, life itself, you have to be aware of this. Again, in my opinion, because what I feel that happens at that moment is that you start making a lot of errors that normally you wouldn't make. You know, and again, that's just another fear, your fear of losing. You know, sometimes in relationships, you'll have someone that'll smother the other person, okay, because they fear losing them. Or the opposite, they fear losing them, so they want to crush them because it's that mentality, if I can't have you, no one can. And that happens often, you know, and that's I guess, as it brings you to borderline abuse, but we're not getting into that. It's not a psychological show. This is Wall Street based. This is Money Never Sleeps, right? So, anyway, that's another fear. Fear of mistakes. This is where you second guess yourself. If you're trading, you're second guessing your trade because you don't have faith in your decision. You know, maybe the setup and everything is perfect and you're looking, and normally you would just do the trade and not think twice about it because you're in it and you know when your entry point is, you know when your exit, what you want your exit to be. But if you fear making a mistake, maybe you're saying, well, did I do the numbers properly? Is this setup correct? But on a normal basis, you would know it's correct, but what happens is that sometimes this comes on the heels of a few missed trades, a few losses, a few, you took some loss on a few trades, so you wind up, you know, second guessing yourself, and you have a fear of making mistakes. Same thing, and as an athlete, you know, you're a wide receiver, you miss the ball, and you go and you run, you miss the ball, and you start questioning, am I doing this right? What's going on with me? And you start questioning yourself. You can't live in the past. You can't live your life looking through a rearview mirror. You know, this is why, whether, again, trading, sports, life, you can't live by your last decision. You have to move forward. You know, you can't go and have all the luggage that you went through. And it's better to set it aside and let it go, right? Whether it be events that happen, situations that happen, you know, people around you. You know, you have to sometimes just drop and just keep moving forward and think about what you're doing. Stay present in that moment. So if it's trading, stay present with what you're doing. Don't think about the lost trades, the three lost trades you had, because, you know, it's a numbers game. So you can have one or two great trades. Before that, you had three, you know, bad trades, but then you had these two great trades, and all of a sudden you feel like you're on top of the world. You know, you have to stay even keel in that respect as well. But you can't fear making mistakes. Life is full of mistakes. Success is built on mistakes. You know, you look at, you know, Edison and anyone that has been successful. Look, you can look at Elon Musk. You know, if you want to talk about modern stuff, look at Mark Zuckerberg. How many mistakes did he make? Okay, but they don't have the fear of making the mistakes, because one, you make a mistake here, you know, that doesn't work, and you go to the next thing, and you keep pushing, and all of a sudden, magic happens. Magic. And again, as an athlete, same thing. Once you fear making a mistake, you're going to go and play scared. You're going to trade scared. You're going to live your life scared. And that's something you don't want to do. You don't want to do. Okay? And then another fear is the fear of failure. You know, a lot of people that I've come across during my life, okay, they won't start something because they're afraid of failing at it. They're afraid of failing at it. I was watching, just to give you, put this into context, and I thought it was fantastic. I was watching American Ninja Warrior, and I'm watching this, and I saw a guy, I think he was 70, maybe older than that, and he joined the party, and he went as far as he can go on the circuit. And I thought that was fantastic. He had no fear of failing, because you know what? If you don't fail, you don't try. So if you're not trying, you know, then what's the purpose of anything you do? What's the purpose of trading if you don't try? What's the purpose in being in finance if you don't try? What's the purpose of being in sports as an athlete if you don't try? Whether you're trading commodities or crypto, if you're not going and trying, and you may fail. You may fail. But it'll show you one way not to do it. So fear of failure should not engulf you. But you know, a majority of the people that live among us, they have a fear of failure, so they'll never start the thing. The people that'll start the thing are the people that really aren't afraid of failure. They really probably don't think about what they have to lose, because they're trying to solve a problem, trying to do something amazing. So you try, and you know, if you fail, you go again. You fail, you go again. Because at some point in time, you're going to get it right. You're going to find the right formula to make it happen. This is where you have, you know, these fantastic athletes. Do you think Tom Brady didn't fail? Of course he did. Until he got the right solution, then all of a sudden, boom, magic. Now he's the GOAT, right, in the NFL. You have Messi, you have, you know, Beckham, you have these guys, you have, you know, Ronaldo, you have these guys in soccer that they failed, but they built up and they created a formula that works for them, and they utilize it. You see it, you see these, you know, when these guys played, you see them, they have their formula, they know how it works, they know how to go and put everything in play. They're not afraid of failure, because when you are afraid of doing that, you're afraid of going and taking a chance. And even, you know, in life, you're afraid of failure, afraid of starting something, afraid of talking to someone. You know, maybe you may have the love of your life right there, but you're afraid of being rejected, you know, so you won't say anything. So it may not have worked out anyway, but, you know, you don't you don't lose anything for trying. It just, you get a rejection. Get used to rejection. You get used to rejection, get used to the no's. It's just going to lead you to a yes. That's sales 101. You know, you're going to get a lot of no's. Get thick skinned and get used to it. All right. So anyway, so I just wanted to go over these fears because it's something that was on my mind over the past week, especially with what's going on in the Forex markets and the stock market. The commodity markets and what's happening, and I see, you know, we have, you know, some major sporting events that have been going on. So, you know, I just thought that, you know, this would be good to talk about on the show that is kind of in the world of finance, but away from it, but still in the world of finance, all right? Anyway, so now we're going to change topics, and we're going to go and we're going to talk about Hootex. Hootex is a decentralized cryptocurrency exchange, and they have some interesting things that are happening. First, you have a plethora of tokens that actually have utility, whether they're currency, commodity-related, whether they're venture-related, whether they're digital credit note tokens, whether they're digital basket tokens that kind of act like trading accounts or ETFs. There are a lot of things happening there. The great thing that's transpiring now, and it has nothing to do with the exchange itself, is just what was done for the wallet that is built on the Pico Novus blockchain. What wound up happening is that there was an integration of MetaMask, all right? And if you don't know what MetaMask is, it is probably, you know, the top, you know, DeFi wallet, hands down. And, you know, they've been scaling and growing and adding a lot of different utility within the wallet itself. And it's fantastic because it breeds a layer of comfort. You have millions and millions and millions of people that use MetaMask because they trust it. All right, you have other decentralized wallets out there where you make a wrong move and poof, you know, you can lose what you have, you know. But with MetaMask, it gives you a whole cornucopia of things there and a lot of utility. You know, the one thing that I found interesting with MetaMask is that, you know, first they support the buying of USDC, USDT, ETH, Wrapped BTC, and I think BTC itself. You know, and they support this by, you know, through credit cards, debit cards, Apple Pay, Google Pay, PayPal, bank transfers, you know, regional payment methods and the like. You know, and they accomplish this through an integrated fiat on-ramp, and they have partners. You know, whether it be a MoonPay, whether it be a Transact, a Mercurio, they have these partners in place. And that is key. And with the Pico wallet has integrated MetaMask into the wallet for these reasons, so that users and members of the Pico Novus ecosystem, they have the ability to go and onboard easier. They can onboard to the Pico Novus ecosystem, and by doing that, they have easy access to Hootex and trading there. Okay, that's a big value add, because having MetaMask there, that means that, you know, Pico wallet users, they can fund their onboarding with fiat just through them. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. And because with how Hootex works, the way you connect your Pico wallet to Hootex is not signing in, because Hootex doesn't have a wallet. Hootex doesn't have anywhere that you actually sign in. The way you access the system, because Hootex itself is a platform, it's a playing field, it allows people to go and swap their trade there and do whatever they need to do there. And by connecting the Pico wallet, it allows you to have whatever you have in your Piku wallet, it allows you to go utilize that for your transactions on the exchange. Now, going back to what makes it interesting, you're not actually going having to go and put your password and everything else, your Piku wallet password on Hootex. It's a simple thing. It's an access key. Same way you have a private key, you have an access key. And what makes this access key really unique is that in the wallet, if you use your access key, let's say on Hootex or another platform that's built on Piku, and you use, your access key on it, and let's say you forget to disconnect it, you're like, oh my god, I forgot to disconnect it. You go into your wallet, you don't need to go back to the site. You just go and change your access key, and it disconnects automatically without you having to go everywhere in the world to change it. Ease of use. User friendly. And this is what allows members to actually go and have more utility about with what they're doing on Hootex and what they're using the wallet for. And this is why I wanted to actually go over this, because I believe that you are going to have and you're going to see a lot of different things happening in the crypto space, whether that's BlackRock as of today, they're tokenizing money markets, using the Solana blockchain, which is fantastic. Okay, you have other groups. You had MetaMask, they just took over a BVNK for them to go and have stablecoin ability globally. That's big. You have, whether it be Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, you have, UBS, all these players, DTCC, you have all these players, they're tokenizing, NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, and the like, CME, tokenizing assets, tokenizing currencies, tokenizing period. This is a convergence of TradFi, DeFi coming together into making the FutureFi. FutureFi, okay, FutureFi of it all. And if this doesn't, thrill you, then nothing will, You had years ago, banking was boring. What, in the 70s, it was boring, right? 60s, 70s, people were bored. It wasn't until the 80s when the junk bond market and the private equity sector started to build up. As we all know, and in case you didn't know, Henry Kravitz, Kohlberg, and Roberts, that crew, they actually pretty much, took bootstrap investing and made it into private equity, what we know today. And all these players owe homage to Henry Kravitz and George Roberts and Jerry Kohlberg for this. So what we're seeing now is we see a lot of things happening in this space, in the crypto space and the tokenization space, and it's just going to become more intense as we move forward. You're going to have tokenized debt, tokenized real estate, tokenized real world assets. But I do implore you to make sure that everything is verifiable, right? So trust but verify. That's what it comes down to. Trust but verify. So as long as you know that if it's a real world asset like real estate or something, that all the documents are in place, that are readily available, that are immutable, then it becomes a decision on what you want to make in regards to whatever you're going to do there. So this is this is FutureFi. This is where things are going. You're going to have digital assets, crypto, you're going to have that injected across social media. I promise you, it's going to be involved in e-commerce. It's going to be involved in everything. Whether you're it's going to be involved in credit cards, debit cards, banking, whatever. It's all going to happen. You have Swift, they're tokenizing, and they have started tokenizing to make transactions cheaper and faster. So the future, in my opinion, and beyond my opinion, the FutureFi is TradFi, DeFi put together, and here you go. The future of finance, it's not someday, it's today, and it's here. I want to thank you for tuning in to Money Never Sleeps Radio, and we will be back for you with another episode, and we'll try to make it interesting, bring up, you know, topics that may get your thought process going. And that's what we wanted to do with talking about the different types of fear, as I think sometimes that's good to hear. You know, this is not a current event show or news show. This is anything that has to do with money show. And fear, well, fear has to do with money, right? All right, anyway, thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with you with another episode of Money Never Sleeps. Until then, I want you to have a fantastic trading day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Balathkath and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.